at a time. Welcome to America Tonight. Whether in the left coast, the right coast, somewhere in between, we absolutely are rolling out the red carpet for all of y'all out there. Kate Delaney at the helm of this little old show as we zig and zag all over the place. And one of the things that we're going to talk about in this hour, another presidential candidate. There are a slew of people who are running who you haven't heard of, or maybe you've heard of them, but they're not getting the big buzz, and they're not in the main race. They're not on the main stage for various reasons. Dennis Ball, coming up at the tail end of this hour, will introduce you to Dennis Ball if you haven't heard of him. He's running on conservative values, and he talks about what the nation truly needs. So, just like Buddy Romer, the former governor of Louisiana, he's shut out of the big party, but he still feels like he could get some votes and that he has something to say. We're taking a look back, and the reason why we're doing that, we're taking a look back on some of our interesting interviews over the year, because here we are at the tail end of the year already. You think of the big stories. Steve Jobs' death obviously was huge. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords being shot at point-blank range January 8th and where she's come since that day. And a slew of other things. I mean, we can't ignore the Occupy movement, whether we like it or not. The nonsense that's happened in Greece and with the euro, I say nonsense because they're drowning in debt too. And lots and lots and lots of stories that I would rank 1 through 20, rather, which I will do coming up in the next couple of weeks. I was surprised at who Time Magazine chose as their person of the year. You know who the person of the year was? I mean, maybe in a way not. The Time Magazine person of the year was the protester. Yep, that was their choice. Finalists included Kate Middleton. She married the prince. Admiral William McRaven, Congressman Paul Ryan, Giffords didn't really make the short list of Jobs, but they were definitely one of the top stories that they list in this magazine. But the protester, of all the things that happened, the protester, especially when it comes to the Middle East, the cover mentions protesters from all over the world, from the massive amount of people in that were part of that so-called Arab Spring to the anarchists in Greece to our own Occupy movement that I mentioned all over the country, but particularly in Wall Street. Interesting. And, you know, the common thread is young, middle class, and in some cases, educated. I'm still mad at Time Magazine for picking Ben Bernanke as the man of the year a few years ago, the Federal Reserve. I have absolutely no use for Bernanke as the Federal Reserve chairman. And anytime some economist tries to tell me that I'm all wet on that theory and argues with me about his credentials, it makes me like Bernanke even less. When he went to Harvard, so he must be smart. Doesn't he have some connections with Harvard? Who cares? Look at where we are, and that's solving any crisis to me. And then there's always the trot up to the hill where it's almost like he's incredulous about, oh, well, geez, we didn't think it was going to be that bad. We might have to do some quantitative easing. But isn't that what the job of that person is? Isn't the job to try to keep us on some kind of an even keel? Not just print money like we're at a Monopoly party and we're throwing it out as souvenirs. That's what it's like. Crazy. The last Republican debate took place in Iowa, and the frontrunner, Newt Gingrich, was clashing pretty much with everybody, including Ron Paul. I thought Ron Paul was pretty funny. He nailed him on a couple of things. And the former governor, Mitt Romney, kind of laid in the weeds a little bit on this one. He didn't clash with him quite as much. In the new Rasmussen poll, Mitt Romney, by the way, is back on top in Iowa. And Ron Paul, though, continues to hang in there. People are discounting him, but I don't know that they should discount him. There's talk of still even the whole third party thing. But in the latest, greatest Rasmussen, it went like this. Romney got 23% of Iowa. Gingrich went down 12 points from a month earlier to 20% in the new poll. And how about this? Long shot, that's what they're calling him now, long shot libertarian. Ron Paul, 18%. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, and Michelle Bachmann each had 10%. How about that? And again, you know, you see how these polls can flip over, and within an eyelash, sometimes these guys are close to each other, but in this case, there may end up being some separation there. The long and the short of it is, will the government shut down by midnight on Friday? We'll know the answer to that question. And what is the problem? Ultimately, the problem is the machine and the gridlock that we have. Is there going to be a payroll tax extension? Are we going to see that? Or is unemployment hanging around? What's going to happen budgetarily? Because you have to have a budget, for goodness sake, to run the government. It looks like they've reached a deal to avert that shutdown. One can only hope that cooler minds prevail, because it's a waste of time, I think. The president earlier in the day talked about on Thursday the fact that there's been some good choices and, in fact, that they will succeed. Take a listen.
The choices we've made have made America stronger and have made the American people put them in a better position in order to succeed over the long term. Short term, folks are still hurting.
I like that. Hey, in the long haul, you're going to be better off, but in the short term, the president must not get that we all have ADD and we want satisfaction now, no matter what you're telling us. And it's easy to pitch and say, well, no, down the road, you'll see what we're talking about. That doesn't work. Not when we're bleeding the way we are, just crazy amounts of money. I don't have to keep reminding you of the amount. But that just doesn't work. That's not going to fly. That eventually we'll see. You'll turn it around. But if you just elect me 10 years from now, it's going to be all good, because these are what a lot of the proposals are about. We're on a 10-year track here. I'm going to say no to that, because that doesn't work. Tell us what you're going to do for us now. Find that there's some things in place that will help later on down the road, but we need to know what the things are that are going to help us right this second, because that's what we need. That's what we need right now. Something that's going to help us, not something that's going to help us down the line when grandchildren are now adults. It doesn't work that way. I understand that some plans take time, but we don't have that time. We don't have the time to do that. All right, what's up with Hillary Clinton? A lot of times lately when I've turned on the tube to listen to some political talking head, they're mentioning, oh, she should have been president. She could have ran. If she had been able to stick in there and Obama had fallen by the wayside, she would have definitely gotten it. She would have beaten John McCain, blah, blah, blah. But also talking about, will she try to run again in the near future? Come on, she's done with that.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. So much has happened that I think has created some good buzz heading into the weekend that I wanted you to get your fill. So here's a couple of quick things. One, Hillary Clinton, what's going on with the Secretary of State? No, she doesn't care. She's not running for president. Forget all that bunk and nonsense and whatever. She looks exhausted to me. I think this is it. This is the end of the line for Clinton. But before she gets to the end of the line, there's been some crazy email transactions between the State Department and the Russian election watchdog group Golos, and this was before the parliamentary elections. Now they're talking about what's going to happen with this whole reset thing, and the Russian Foreign Ministry took a shot at Clinton for her criticism that Russia's elections were neither free nor fair. Here's Ms. Clinton.
I am very much looking forward to working closely with the minister on a range of matters that concern us both. I think that our meeting today set a very strong base on which we will build and will look to find ways to work together even beyond what we are already doing.
Spoken like a true diplomat, don't you think? What's interesting is around 600 opposition supporters were detained at an unsanctioned rally in the heart of Moscow. So you got supporters of the government, opposition also there, which was, of course, cordoned off by the police. So there's a lot of stuff happening in Russia. It made me think, how much do we trust the Russians? How much do we trust the Chinese? They certainly do not have our backs when it comes to anything that is related to Iran. They're not backing up any of this, any of the sanctions they have in the past, which I don't think work anyway because we're up to number 20. But the they're not backing up any of the rhetoric that's come out about Iran and nuclear aspirations and some of the other things that Iran has done. So now Clinton is in the middle of this whole thing with the Russians, and Moscow is saying that Washington is sticking to long outdated stereotypes and continuing to pin labels without even looking into what is actually happening on our electoral field. Interesting, huh? And then, of course, you know, you have what happened with Clinton and what she said, and, you know, the Russians are playing dirty, let's face it. I'm sorry. The election was rigged, and that's the problem. And who do they want in there? Some people certainly want Putin, and Putin wants to be in there. That's why he posed with his shirt off, where he was fishing and hunting and riding a horse through the wilderness or whatever, because he wanted to seem as though he was invincible. And I think he was shocked at some of the results that came in. All right, here's a big deal. Joe Arpaio, you know who he is? He is the Arizona sheriff. Now the Justice Department is pretty tough on illegal immigration, to name one thing. And now the Justice Department is going after Sheriff Joe. They're saying that he violated federal law. Remember, this is a guy who proclaimed himself to be America's toughest lawman. For my money, I like Sheriff Joe. He might be a little rough around the edges, but you know what? He stands up for what he thinks is right because he saw so much nonsense going on in his home state where he was the sheriff, and he was charged with trying to get it all together. In other words, figure out what's going on the border, even though you have Border Patrol agents. Figure out how to process people and how to cut the nonsense. And that's what he did. And that's why he became famous, because he was so tough on immigration in a country that pussyfoots around the immigration issue, the illegal immigration issue. And now he's in the middle, squarely in the middle of this. They say that they're investigating. There's a civil investigation, and they're saying they found that the Phoenix sheriff and his deputies engaged in specifically unconstitutional conduct and violated federal law that jeopardizes their commitment, the sheriff's commitment to be fair and effective as a law enforcer. Ooh. And you know what he shot back, and you know what he said? He said this, is a quote. He said, "Don't come here and use me as the whipping boy for a national and international problem," which is true. I mean, this is the hot potato that everybody passes around, especially in an election year, because they don't want to touch it. They don't want to touch it. So he's right. He's stuck. He's in the middle of it, but he's not whining about that. It's just that now people are looking around and trying to figure out ways to bring down Sheriff Joe. They don't like it. There's a lot of people that don't like what he does, especially since he went after the Obama administration. He denounced them as putting a greater priority on going after law enforcement than securing the border with Mexico by what they're doing. And he says President Obama and a band of his merry men might as well erect their own pink neon sign at the Arizona-Mexico border saying, "Welcome all illegals to your United States. Our home is your home." Ba-dum-bump. Now they're going to go after him even harder. You keep on keeping on, Sheriff Joe. I don't think he's going after people that he believes are innocent. I know some people that have spent some time with Sheriff Joe, and they don't think so either. And by the way, they're not of the Republican variety. They're the most liberal of the liberal people I know, covering Arizona, covering it for a newspaper there. How about the U.S. military? They're out of Iraq, and they've got all this equipment that they're hauling back. I happened to see this story in the Washington Times. I thought it was interesting. I think you'll dig it too. Troops are leaving. Check this out. A bevy of leftovers when they leave. They are abandoning dining hall tables and chairs, tents, air conditioners, and old Jeeps and stuff. So, you know how we sell everything on our lawns and it's called a yard sale? This military stuff is free. I wonder if the people will go after and see something they like. Oh, I like that missile stuff. I want to grab it. So they were on all the bases, obviously, there, and they tried to make life a little bit more comfortable, but they're not going to pay to haul all of that back. So I guess the State Department is accepting some of those hand-me-downs, like the armored tanks and stuff, and the surveillance electronics to protect their area, I would think. They've gone through it all. And then the leftovers, they're just going to probably transfer to the government. But you know how much it is? They estimate that we have bequeathed. I like that word, bequeathed. It's like when they read someone's will. To the Iraqi government, more than 4 million pieces of a bunch of stuff, like I said, vehicles and stuff, 580 million. But you know what? Here's the thing. When you want to go nuts on that number, if they had tried to ship it, it would have been a billion. It would have been at least a billion. So actually, it makes more sense. Let them have our TV trays and our generators and our waters and our stoves. Let them have our weights, the gym. Let them have it all, because it's, you know, it's not going to make any sense. It's not going to make any sense to try to bring it back. But it's stuff you don't think of. I wasn't thinking about that. Of course, I knew they were going to bring back their other gear, but I certainly wasn't thinking, I wonder what they do with some of the freight that doesn't make any sense to bring back. I mean, it never even crossed my mind. That's why when withdrawing the troops, that's one of the things that they talk about. It can't be poof, wave a magic wand, and it happens overnight, because it's much more difficult to pull so many people out of that country, especially that have been there, you know, in and out for 9 different years. Yeah. And we want to say goodbye to Christopher Hitchens. He's somebody that I was turned on to because I liked the way that he wrote. He was a great essayist, and he was very dry. So I enjoyed reading some of his political commentary. I didn't always agree with the things he wrote, but I thought he was a very clever writer. There aren't too many of those people left in the world anymore. You might have a local columnist that you read, but with paper shrinking and everything else, the art of writing has now been shrunk as well to about 140 characters. It's about being clever, short, and to the point. The advent of Twitter, good in one way, bad in another. Hang with us.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An interesting day as far as the news went, and I think there's a tremendous amount of concern in the United States now that we've seen what happened with Egypt, and the fact that, in fact, as I was talking to a professor who is an American professor but teaches on Tahrir Square, she was so excited about the fact that Egyptians were running around in the early days looking for copies of the Federalist Papers books and thinking that this was going to actually be an organic kind of, you know, giving birth to a real sense of democracy. And to look at what has happened in Egypt and, you know, for the informed observer, understand that their situation is becoming progressively more authoritarian. There's more persecution of the Copts. It is now looking more genocidal in a sense that the Copts are either having to flee or face what, if anyone watched the videos of what happened recently with the demonstration, because the Copts, there have been several situations with the military firing live rounds into churches being burned, and now we see the armored vehicles actually chasing down and killing the Christians who are demonstrating. So We definitely have not seen an improvement or any sign of real promise of democracy in Egypt. And those of us who have been watching what's happened in Libya have actually now been understanding that as three of the leaders of this junta or whichever movement you're looking at, but that is taking control or plans to take control, are talking about implementation of Sharia law. It is a very, very frightening thing because Sharia in these countries is a very hardline, strict Islamist political regime rather than something that might have become westernized to the point that it's more of a Sharia light in Western countries.
Yeah, so what do you think, Karen, that people don't understand? Because when you dive into the culture and you umbrellaed it for us, and that was great about Sharia law, how it's the real hardline approach. So what does that mean, for example, for women in that country?
It's devastating for women simply because everything about the system is based upon a tribal sense of honor and shame, and everything reflects on the male. So what the woman does, says, how she dresses, how her marital terms are negotiated, at what age she is promised to be married, all of these things have to do with how well the man controls his family and how he is viewed within this tribal system. And so it becomes very difficult for women to have any sense of autonomy, any freedom to express themselves, any freedom to pursue a career. And certainly, in fact, I've just done a survey of American law, family law cases where Sharia has been accepted in our courts, because we give what's called comity or respect to other legal jurisdictions as people move in from other countries. And so we have been recognizing some of these marital arrangements where the women, first of all, before the woman's married, all the terms are negotiated by a man who may or may not be a family member. And then as if the marriage should dissolve and there's a dispute, it's a matter of an agreement early on, usually before the marriage, where the woman has agreed to very, very little compared to what we would view as equitable terms under community property. And she doesn't get the children and. So it is a very, very discriminatory system against women. And as much as we talk about reform, it's not happening.
Wow. And so, you know, you look at what happened under the Gaddafi regime, and now you look at what it could be leaning toward, this Sharia law, and it's kind of like going from the frying pan right into the fire almost, don't you think?
That's what we're worried about. There's no way to know. It's like there's a hornet's nest, and you know it's bad, and you know it's dangerous, but everybody's buzzing around, and you know, things are contained, and there's some sense of status quo. And so that was bad. But what's coming when you kick that open, and as much as we were involved in the process of kicking it open, we should have made it clear that we would be involved in the process. And certainly those who are expecting freedom and some sense of semblance maybe of democracy, you know, are going to be very disappointed, because all we're doing now is talking about encouraging democratic leaning and, you know, things that are all just very vague and ideal sounding, but there is no sense that we will have, or any Western nation will have, any real leverage when it comes to a government that would have any kind of balancing powers or divisions within government where there's accountability, where you even have the separation of powers that we know is so important within a democracy. So it is a very, very devastating situation, especially considering Israel. The border with Egypt was one of the borders they didn't have to worry about. And so between Egypt and Libya and the people that are fleeing those regions, there just is a tremendous amount of unrest. And certainly the uncertainty is something that we worry about, because the Muslim Brotherhood is so well organized.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Muslim Brotherhood, and I think people don't realize that really you're talking about it being littered with the people that would practice the hardline Sharia law. That's what it would be, and that's what, as you said, Egypt and now Libya and Israel. You know, so what's at stake for Israel? I mean, everything. It's the whole game, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, where it was very difficult for Israel, and I was there recently and flew in a helicopter at some of the most narrow parts and looked down at their defensive. In fact, the whole trip had to do with assessing their defensive abilities and what the threats were. And this was before this whole idea that there would be this kind of Arab upheaval, which in the beginning, I know we thought we wanted to look at as an Arab Spring, but in these areas where Muslim Brotherhood models, if you look at what they've done in Africa, you know that they are experts at coming in with the medical facilities, with the schools, with the whole sense of order. And then with that, the people really do capitulate to a sense of control because they, you know, to have the order and the food and the just a sense of stability. What they may not be realizing is that when they agreed to this, they have also then agreed to a sense of that kind of hardline Sharia control. So for Israel, this would be a very ominous trend and something that, especially in light of the recent prisoner exchange, I think just sets a very, very bad tone for the future.
Yeah, I agree. What about the United States in all of this now that this has happened? What happens here?
At the point that we are looking toward a future where certain uprisings, you look at what happened in Iran, and there are the same kinds of elements in Syria that look to us, just like parts of the Soviet Union did, to follow through on our commitment to help with those groups that decided that they wanted democracy enough to actually go out in the streets and pay for it with their blood. And in those countries, there was huge potential. In a country where, certainly in Iran, we face a very serious military and certainly destabilization threat, as much as they're involved in Iraq and the things that we've had to encounter with what they've done with IED devices. So when thinking about the fact that we actually could have had leverage, I wrote recently about this Christian pastor who Iran has sentenced to be hanged because he won't recant his Christian faith. And what we could be doing to have rolling hunger strikes and how we could be influencing that. And if there was just an outcry and a person like that, a popular person who is standing against a regime, all we would have to do is support that. And yet we seem to find a few platitudes that hit the newspapers and the next day it's forgotten. So I think we've had tremendous opportunity to be influential. And where it's been important, we've completely overlooked it, and instead we're running around putting advisors into the Sudan.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's interesting you bring this up, the Sudan. You have the situation in the Sudan and Iran, and their examples of this hardline Sharia law that you're talking about, some of the worst, right?
You know, the Sudan, it's so difficult to even contemplate what the rules of engagement will be for our troops, because certainly if they are going to actually be confronting these forces that are, you know, don't operate by rules of war or civilized senses of war that we understand, there's certainly no idea that the Geneva Convention prevails. So to have our boots on the ground advising, quote, is a really difficult proposition. And so you look at some of these situations where we're getting mired in these really complicated, who knows whose side we're on and who what we're really fighting for, and worse, what we expect the result to be. It's just, you know, you throw up your hands and it looks like we're jumping into messes we don't belong in because we don't have any idea what we want the outcome to be. And yet we bypass some great opportunities for potential just helping the people themselves with a revolt and some kind of potential reform. And we're not involved there. So I go figure. I really, you know, to be spending the money, blood and treasure that we are, without having any influence is very difficult to comprehend.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Perfect place to end this interview. Karen Lugo, thanks so much. Islamic law expert and constitutional law attorney. We appreciate it.
the world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Of course, means the president is coming, right? His name is Dennis Ball. Dennis is the founder of the American Party of America. What is that if you haven't heard of it? It is an independent third party. The gist of it is they believe that business, labor, and government have to work in the best interest of, well, you and me, children, parents, and grandparents. Hey, Dennis, welcome to ATN.
Thank you, Kate. Nice to be with you tonight.
What made you decide, hey, I am going to run for president? What was that turning point for you?
Well, this actually began in 1995 when I was put in the position, as most families, someone passes on, the mother or your father, and you find yourself in the middle of changes, big changes in your life. I mean, mega changes. And this was in southern Illinois, and my father had passed away. My mother had no one really to assist her in her life, and she needed a lot of help. She was aging in her life, and her health was failing. And actually, she and I were separated by 2,000 miles. And after I had buried my father, I assessed the situation a lot closer because I wasn't really close at hand during the time my parents were living together. So as a result, when he passed away, I made a lot of discoveries, and I really became attuned to my roots, to my heritage, and to the family that is so important in our culture, that which sustains our society and makes it what it is. And, of course, during that time, if you recall, it was during the Clinton administration when a lot of revelations were coming out about what was going on in the White House at that time with Bill Clinton that made me a little bit uneasy, uncomfortable, if you will, as to the ongoing or goings-on of those occupying the White House, to say the least.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely. Well, you know that everybody's worried about the economy tanking, what's going on with this crazily with what happened, of course, with our deficit, what continues to happen with deficit. The unemployment numbers are ugly. I think, actually, Dennis, it's really higher than 9.1%. What do you say is what needs to be done to turn this ship around and how far we've gone off course?
Well, I mean, it's true that those who will not learn from history are doomed to repeat the failures of it. And obviously, the leaders in Washington at this time are in a crisis because they cannot seem to come together, and we have no real strong leader as we were thought to believe with Barack Obama in the executive branch of government. It's my belief that the president needs to lead by initiative. And precisely what we have here since the Clinton administration, Kate, is a breakdown of our economic base going to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Made in America is the issue. And unfortunately, what's happened is that corporate entities have used the good assets of our country to hurt the American working family. I would put tariffs right now on Chinese imports, and I would probably also do an economic freeze on prices to get control of this. I also have, if people go to ball2012.net, they will see that I also talk about halting the transfer of wealth on this energy issue regarding oil imports from the OPEC nations. I mean,
Yeah. Let's
face it, gasoline prices have hurt the American family and continue to hurt the American family.
I agree. I want to go back to Red Dragon. You talk about Made in America. Dennis, I say it all the time. I challenged everyone listening to America Tonight to walk around their house and just for an hour lift up things to see how many things were actually made in China that maybe they didn't think were made in China, and their whole house had nothing in it that was made in America, right, except for themselves. So you're proposing, a tariff on all Chinese imports immediately doing that.
Oh, you bet. You bet. We have got to get our people working again by recreating the economics that made our country great from the World War II generation. Let's face it, the United States outproduced the world in World War II. That's how we won those wars in two theaters. There were 16 million service people. 500,000 of them passed away. They sacrificed themselves for our country, our families, our future, and not only they, but several other generations prior to them. Right now, our country is in a crisis because I'm afraid we have lost our way. I truly believe that. And the reason that this party exists, the American Party of America, exists because the family is in trouble. Business, labor, and government must be about the business of supporting the American family and the American working family and the American workers. We have an opportunity here to bring back our heritage, our culture, to what is a normal standard for a nuclear family, that is a man, a woman, and children, thank you, where we have established a priority of standards by which to live and operate normally in, which used to be. Unfortunately, what's happened, I believe America has lost its way. We need to bring that back by showing people that the family is important, the how goes the family goes the country, and that the family requires certain things in order not only to survive, but also to thrive.
Yeah, very well said. I agree with the thriving statement, absolutely. The big news now, I'm going back to the economy, the Solyndra stuff, and the fact that apparently it was bankrupt, and here you and I and the taxpayers, the rest of the taxpayers listening right now to America Tonight, had to foot the bill for this. Of course, they're investigating what happened here. I mean, ridiculous. This just shows the same thing of what we were talking about. Right now they're saying that in looking at this, and if you put all the pieces together, it goes all the way back to China again, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I'm sure Richard Nixon, when he went to China to meet Chow in 72, did not go there with the attitude of disassembling American factories to go to foreign countries, especially China. I think what's going on is corporatism has taken over in America. Business, large business, big business, multi-corporations. If you listen to Pat Buchanan and some of the other people on the McLaughlin Report talk about multi-corporations taking advantage of the American people, which I truly think has happened. I think that, again, as President of the United States, I will put tariffs and slow this train down and get Made in America working again and bring in the American Party of America, the ANC, Kate, the American National Committee. I am the chairman of that committee. This committee is competing with the RNC and the DNC. What I'm asking now is the American people support this party. There needs to be an independent third party as though this was a corporation like Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler.
Whoa, what a way to end this. I agree. I am all about the third party. To find out more about Dennis, go to ball2012.net. Dennis, good luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, ball2012.net. You can find out more about him. Good for him for taking the initiative to step out there and decide to run. Because how often do I say this on the air, that if more people would just get involved, if more people would just find ways to drive the train instead of sitting there like a complacent passenger, maybe things would change. And all the kvetching we do and all the venting we do, we would see the light start to shine back in a lot of our neighborhoods, where now it's pretty dim, I have to say, pretty dim, especially with what's happening economically, because you can't help it. It's crippling. It's crippling to the families. It's crippling to all Americans who are just trying to figure out a way to survive. We shouldn't be just about surviving. We should really be about thriving. Hang with us. We're going to flip to the other side.